now for item C2, adopt resolution number 4574, establishing policy. Thank you. Establishing policy and regulations relative to a citizens oversight committee for general obligation bonds to be issued under a November 2018 bond election. Have any speakers?
No, Madam President.
All right. Are there any questions on this from the board? Any comments? Mr. Tarantino? Thank you.
I'd like to thank the CBOC for coming forward and voicing their concern about perhaps not necessarily our governance team changing the rules of the game in terms of the CBOC, but maybe future governance teams. And so, as a rhetorical question, I don't expect an answer, but I often think at what point will, when we disagree, will the disagreement be seen as just a disagreement and not an attempt to usurp or sideline or silence the CBOC? I think that we value as a government, I don't want to speak for my colleagues, but I think our actions have proven that we value a CBOC that is independent and represents the taxpayers and members of the community. I think that, you know, we do listen. Do we always agree? No. And I think that's something that, you know, is going to happen. But as long as there's the respect between our two groups, then we can agree to disagree and move forward. So, in my view, another visual that we are different and that we are committed to working together with the CBOC, and we value their expertise individually and collectively and their input. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Thank you. So yes, I agree. I think the conversations have to be around what really happens and not a perception, so that we can move forward and do that, do each of our roles in a proper way, and inform the public about what really matters. Otherwise, the conversations kind of get lost, and people start to tune out because they're not hearing anything new. So one of the things that I would like to say is that when we do communicate, and part of that communication does come from the CBOC, that when we approve these measures to have a bond for $500 million or thereabouts, we don't get that money right away. Because I think that's one of the confusing things about any construction measure on a ballot. People go, well, they got $500 million, why aren't we seeing anything done at our school? Why isn't our school changed? Or why aren't we getting a new school? Or why? Because it doesn't really work like that. It's an authorization, but it takes a lot of time, and sometimes many years, depending on the economy. It will take years for us to raise that kind of money. But with good financial advisors, like Mr. Bauer here in the audience, thank you. We will be able to raise that money over the years, and as we do, we will address these projects. So when you see things like, well, that list, they promised us doing something like that on the last bond, when the Bond Oversight Committee is key in making sure that they have a conversation about why it didn't get done under Prop O or Prop EB, because there wasn't enough money raised. And I think that's part of their role in making sure that they're communicating that to their members as well as the community, that, you know, for the money we raise, we're doing the right thing or we're not doing the right thing. But but I think so far what you've seen and in the comments, and I thank the Bond Oak site chair for being here, Mr. Marinovich, and for bringing your team's way in on all of this, that they support it. That means a lot. So we really appreciate it. And now I'll call for a vote on item C2.
Move to adopt resolution 4574.
A second.
I have a motion to adopt 4574 and a second. A motion by Solis, second by Segura. Will you call for a vote, please?
Solis?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Pike?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.